Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show and episode 527. Today I am using a different microphone setup, so please let me know if you like this sound better or worse than the previous sound, and I will adjust accordingly. So today I wanted to talk again about adjusting to my son being in college. It has required a bit more of an adjustment than I expected it to, and I've been very surprised by that. One of the things that I keep saying is, or I keep thinking about, is I'm very happy for my son. My son is settled in school. He's got friends up there with his new teammates. He gets along well with his roommate. He's navigating his classes. He seems very, very happy and settled and comfortable. And so I'm happy for him. I haven't cried. I haven't been sad. I haven't really even been missing him all that much. We talk over text or the telephone. I'm going to see him next week because he's coming home to play in one of the last beach volleyball tournaments. So as far as him not being here, I feel okay. I actually feel totally fine. And it's been hard for me to figure out why I feel so out of sorts. And I went for my checkup with my doctor yesterday, who I just adore. He's a fabulous, fabulous man. And we were talking, and I was telling him about how my son moved off to college 2 weeks ago. And he said something very interesting. He said, it's almost like the adjustment is getting used to a new chapter for your life, not necessarily his. And I thought, aha, yes, bingo, that's it. I am not sad about him moving on to a new chapter of his life. What I'm having a hard time with, or a harder time than I expected, is I'm having a hard time moving into this new chapter of my life. My son and I have a great relationship. It's very solid. We are very comfortable with each other. We get along very, very well. He's healthily connected to me without being overly connected. And things are good. I worked my butt off after not being the parent I wanted to be. In the early years of his life, I worked my butt off to learn how to become the parent that he deserved and that I wanted to be. And I'm really happy to say that I achieved that. And I feel really good about where he and I are. So the interesting challenge is adjusting to this new chapter for my life. I've been feeling oddly like an empty nester, even though my younger two kids are still home. And they're still here every day, and we're still doing the things we normally do. I'm working during the day, my daughter's working, my son is hanging out with his friends or playing video games or doing chores around the house. And then we're having family time in the evenings or the weekends. So nothing has actually changed, except I feel oddly, like an empty nester. Strange, right? Well, what my doctor, without even realizing it, helped me to understand is that I'm now the parent of a college student. That's a different thing when I say it. It feels really different than to say I'm a parent of three teenagers. I'm a parent of high schoolers. I'm a parent of older kids. I now officially have an adult who is 18 years old, and he's away at school. So he's a young adult starting out in his life. And that changes the position I am in life. And I worked really hard to prepare mentally and emotionally for sending my son off in a good state of mind. And I think I did a really good job. But what I failed to understand is that what I had to do for myself to prepare to be ready for this new chapter for my life. So that's been a bit surprising to me. And so what I'm doing to try to ride that wave of adjustment and transition is to continue my self-care. Make sure I get a good amount of sleep each night, try to eat well, continue to exercise, reduce my stress, connect with my loved ones, my family, my husband, my kids, my friends, and just really take care of myself as I get used to this new chapter in my life. Because really, my life is great. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful for where I am, what's happening, what's going on. So I just have to give myself some time and love and support while my state of mind catches up to the reality of my life. And so that until I transition to moving into this new phase and chapter that I am in. So I wanted to share that with you today in case you might be facing something similar. Maybe your child is just starting kindergarten this year, and that's going to be a big adjustment for you as a parent. Maybe your child is just starting high school or middle school or going off to college. Or maybe your child is getting married or starting a full-time job after college. All of these things are big moments and milestones in their lives, but it's also a big moment and a milestone in our lives. So I hope that my sharing my story of my transition and my adjustment will help you when you find yourself in a transition and adjustment in your life. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a kind day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.